like going into games and going into practices hasn't really been different for me because like no matter what, like we work hard like every practice and every game and we want to win. But I think as like my mindset, like I know it's my last season, so like I want my end result to be just as good as the past couple of years and even better. So like I'm going to keep working for that, but like I'm just taking it one game at a time.
Welcome to Castle's Corner Podcast, and thank you for joining us. I am your host, Tommy Castle. This week, I'm joined by the head coach and two senior captains of the Millis girls basketball team. They are Coach Dave Fallon and seniors Lydia Flaherty and Megan Horrigan. Mohawk Nation, thanks for joining Castle's Corner.
Thanks for having us.
The Millis Mohawks currently possess a 3-2 record and are looking to win their fifth straight sectional title this season. After winning a state title during Lydia's and Megan's freshman year and eighth grade season, the Mohawks have since lost in the state title game and fell in the state semifinals over the past couple of years. Dave, what can you kind of attribute this run of success to for the Millis girls basketball team?
I think we haven't changed a lot in terms of like our philosophy and how we coach kids and what we expect. So I think we push our kids, and I'm sure all coaches say that, but I think the kids know that going into our program, they're going to be pushed maybe in a way that they haven't been pushed before. So I don't think that's ever changed, and clearly the talent has been there too the last few years. We've had some really talented kids who've come through here, and they make every coach look good. But I think it's sticking to kind of like our foundation in terms of what we believe in as a program and having kids that naturally have said, I'll do what you need me to do.
I think two of those kids that have been part of that blueprint for you the past couple of years are the kids sitting next to you here, and Lydia and Megan. Lydia, what's it been like for you? I think you've been part of the program for the past 6 years or so, whether it's been as a 7th, 8th grader on the freshman team or freshman kind of playing JV, varsity, to now being a senior captain. What's it been like seeing this program that you've been a part of for so long have this run of success?
It was really cool to go from like watching the team have a lot of success like as a 7th grader, and then I played JV as an 8th grader, so I was kind of like with the varsity team a lot, so I was like really able to follow them like to the state title game. And then as a freshman, I still was like watching, but like I played with them a little. And then like this is my sophomore year, I was like backing up Erica Mullally as a point guard, and I got like more reps and stuff like that. So it was really cool to like keep the success going as I got older too, so I was like more of a part of it. And, like, was able to, like, feel what it was like to, like, yes, I earned that. Like, it was really cool.
Yeah, and I know, playing time might have been tough over the past couple of years when you were a freshman and sophomore, but it seems like you guys, made a name for yourself early on, and you had that experience as 7th and 8th graders. Megan, as a freshman, you scored 18 points in a playoff win that you don't love to talk about but had a couple three-pointers. I think it was four. You and Lydia played prominent roles on the last state title team for Millis when you guys were freshmen. Since then, you've seen the highs and lows of the program. I mean, the highs seem a lot more than the lows, making a lot of state title games and state semifinals. What's that been like for you being a part of that?
Yeah, playing as a freshman on the team and scoring those 18 points, I feel like I contributed, and that's just what I wanted to feel like, to be able to like feel like I did something, because as a freshman, like you're not going to get a lot of playing time. But going on throughout the years, like we won that year, and then the next year we lost, and then we like lost again. So I still know exactly what it's like, and I've experienced it all, so I know like what we need to do.
Right, and I'll reference it again, but I got confused looking up today. But Lydia and Megan won as state title as freshmen, and then the past 2 years they lost as sophomores in the state title game, and last year in the state semifinals, still winning sectional titles, so still bringing some hardware and banners back to the gym at Millis High. So let's take a quick break on Castle's Corner, and when we come back, we'll talk more about basketball, Mohawk basketball.
This is Castle's Corner.
Back here on Castle's Corner, I'm joined with Lydia Flaherty, Megan Horrigan, and Dave Fallon of the Millis High School girls basketball team. Coach, you guys are currently 3-2 on the season. At this point, I know it's early on, but how would you assess your play so far?
It it's been good. The kids have worked hard. I think we were all disappointed with our first game. We played a pretty tough Ashland team, and for some reason we just struggled that night. Maybe it was some nerves of having the first game. We have some younger kids in our team that we're mixing in this year too. But after that, I thought we've gotten better every practice. We won three games in a row, and then we just played a very tough Hopkinton team, who I think is probably one of the top teams in the state. I think they were ranked in the top 10 in the Herald the other day. So, they're a strong program, but I thought we played really tough. So I'm happy with what we've seen so far. But this is a big stretch ahead of us now. We have two non-league games this week, another non-league game next week. So it's time to start stringing some together.
Lydia, this isn't your first rodeo as a player. Obviously, we've highlighted so far that you've been part of the program for almost 6 years now. So what's it like this year as a senior captain? Is it any different that you prepare for each game or practice, or is it kind of the status quo for you guys?
I think going into games, going into practices hasn't really been different for me because, no matter what, we work hard, every practice and every game, and we want to win. But I think as, my mindset, I know it's my last season, so, I want my end result to be just as good as the past couple of years and even better. So, I'm going to keep working for that, but, I'm just taking it one game at a time.
I think Coach would agree with you. That's probably the best case of action at this point. And like I told you off air, it all kind of comes together at the end, whether you want it to or not. But Megan, you guys play a very tough Tri-Valley schedule throughout the entire regular season, whether playing the large teams or in the small with you guys. You have Hopkinton, Medfield, Westwood, Medway, to name a few. Do you think this helps the team when it comes postseason time or preparing for a hopeful tournament run?
Yeah, playing in the TVL definitely helps us so much because every team that we play is in a higher division than us. Before, when we were in D4, we were the only team in D4, and we were playing D2 teams, D3 teams, and they give us good competition. They get us ready. That's what really helps. So when we are in our tournament run and we're playing Division 4 teams, you can see the difference. And sometimes it's really easy, but then obviously we're getting on to the state level and the sectional level, it starts to get harder. But I think playing TVL helps us so much.
Right. And at that point, when you get that far in the tournament, it starts to level out a little bit. I want to read something off. Since the Mohawks play in the TVL, they haven't always garnered the highest seeds in the playoffs. Rewinding a little bit, Millis won back-to-back state titles during the 2013-14 season when they are the last seed in the Division 4 Central Sectional, and that was as a 15th seed, and they went on to win a state title, which is pretty impressive. And then the year after, in 2014 and 15 season, they were the 6th seed before winning when Lydia and Megan were freshmen, winning a state title. The Mohawks have won 4 straight sectional titles. Dave, you've been coaching at Millis now for 10 years. Did you ever kind of picture this program having the kind of success that it has over the past half decade?
Yeah, well, I think I was lucky enough. I worked under Paul Adams, who is now the boys coach. I was his freshman and JV coach. So, Paul did a lot of the building of this program initially. So I could see there was a foundation there. He certainly didn't leave the cupboards bare, when I stepped in. And then we started off in 2009, my second year coaching. We won a state title in 2009. And I think when we did that, the idea was we never want to go backwards. We never want to go through those seasons where, we go 0-20, which had been the case for decades, prior. And then I think we also knew what the formula was in terms of how to make it work at our school, in terms of how we need to play and what we need to do. I mean, we're still the smallest school in our league. We're one of the smallest schools now in Division III that they've moved us there. So we know what we're up against. I think if anything, it just put more pressure on me I want to continue to win. And I always tell the kids, I like winning like anyone, but I want each kid to have an experience of winning a state title or getting to a state title game, which I know sounds crazy for a lot of my high school coaches, but I mean, I think if we do put the time in, clearly we can do it. I know at Michigan State, Tom Izzo, I think every one of his classes, each guy has played in a state title game. I'm sorry, not an NCAA tournament game, title game. I want to have that same experience for our kids.
Well, I guess we could say, the month of March isn't spelled as Izzo. It could be Fallon, too. Hopefully at some point that becomes the case for you. Let's take a quick final break before breaking away a little bit from Millis basketball when I'm joined here on Castle's Corner.
This is Castle's Corner.
All right, back here on Castle's Corner, I'm joined by Millis basketball coach Dave Fallon and senior captains Lydia Flaherty and Megan Horrigan. Now, Dave, you are a social studies teacher at Millis High, and you managed to have Lydia twice as a teacher, but then didn't have Megan ever. So I don't know if Megan slipped a couple dollar bills to administration or knew some people inside the building, but how that happened with you getting Lydia twice and not Megan, and can you also describe maybe Lydia's ability as a scholar and a student?
Sure. So I teach 10th grade U.S. history and 11th grade AP U.S. history. So the class they're in happens to be one of the largest classes that we've had through Millis. It's over, 120 kids in the senior class. For us, that's very big. Most classes are usually like that 80 to 90 range, at least since I've been teaching there. So Meg, we had another teacher who taught that. I basically teach all the sophomores, but that particular year, Megan was able to avoid me because there was another teacher who also picked up a section. So I didn't have her as a student, but I had Lydia for in 10th grade, and I had Lydia for AP US History in 11th grade, and she was great. Same attributes, in the classroom as on the court. She's extremely hardworking and diligent and all those things. So it's fun. It's fun to have kids in the classroom experience and on the court, because it's different. It lets kids see you in a different light, and you get to see them in a different light, so it's good.
Yeah, Lydia, I'm interested to hear your angle on this. Now, you're obviously been in the program since seventh grade, so you've known Coach Fallon, Teacher Fallon, Dave, I don't know what he goes by in the classroom, but I'm sure Mr. Fallon. And so at this point, no strangers, right? But you do have him as a teacher now, so you're seeing him not only from 2:45 p.m. to 5, but also at Block B or Block 2, whatever you guys have at Millis High School, for an hour, hour and a half, however long his class starts. Was that an interesting dynamic for you to go from not only the basketball court, but the classroom?
I guess in a way it was just like a different role of like him being like the teacher and I'm being like the student, like on the basketball court and in the classroom. But like it was kind of the same. Like he has the same kind of like structure of like everything's like organized and like you got to work hard to like pass the class and stuff like that. But I don't think it was too big of a jump. I think it was really similar.
Now, getting outside of the classroom and the basketball court and moving to an area of work for Lydia and Megan. Lydia, you guys work at the Muffin House in Medway, crossing over enemy lines, which is okay. I guess wherever you can get work, you can get work. I'm sure you can find plenty of burnt muffins there, maybe some cold coffees from you two. But who's the better cook between you two? Better barista or coffee maker? And maybe who's the better counter attendant? Or do you guys have separate qualities that you kind of play off each other?
I guess we're both, like, we kind of do the same thing because you kind of, like, rotate. Like, I don't really make sandwiches. I think Meg makes sandwiches more than I do because there's, like, coffees. You either help the line, make coffees, or you make sandwiches. So I usually switch off between, like, helping the line or I make coffees because I don't like making the sandwiches and touching eggs and stuff like that. And then I also get kind of, like, awkward with the customer. So Meg's probably better at that than me.
So coffee might be your forte?
Yeah, I like to keep to myself. Yeah, just work with that.
Hey, just got to know your role. Okay. Megan, other than working at the Muffin House with Lydia and I'm sure some other people that you might know, you sometimes babysit, including Coach Fallon's kids. Does he tip well?
Yes, he does. But I'm not there for that. I would do it any time.
So you work for free?
I would.
That's on record now. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. But speaking of tips, Lydia and Megan both date football players for the Millis High team that won a Super Bowl this year. So I want you guys to give some tips maybe to the other girlfriends out there who have to deal with athletes that they're dating, and maybe boyfriends are dating female athletes. Do you get nervous at all? How does it go like watching your significant other playing a sport, especially football is violent, and then playing in the Super Bowl at Gillette? What was that like for you?
I was so excited for him and for his team mostly to get there for the second year in a row. And then while they are playing, I get a little nervous because, like, obviously you don't want the quarterback to get hurt. So, like, yeah, but just, like, be there and support them.
Now, Lydia, your boyfriend hurt his elbow pretty badly during the year, but was able to come back. But he had an awful big brace on his arm. That make you scared every time he, because he runs the ball a lot. Does that make you scared at all to see him get hit, or you know, you hope he doesn't have to end up in the hospital again or stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. Because like I know he was in a lot of pain from it. Because like, I mean, dislocating your elbow is kind of like extreme. But like, whenever he'd get hit, because like he came back so quickly, I'd get like nervous. Not because like I thought like they were like, I don't know, I just thought he was gonna get hurt, like, and it would just end his season. Because like I knew he'd be able to deal with the pain, but like ending his season there. And not being able to like be with his team throughout the Super Bowl run, like that would have been worse for him, I feel like.
Yeah, I know the Super Bowl run was a lot of fun for you guys to be part of, but it wasn't the only state championship that was won at Millis High this past fall. Megan, you were part of this girls' soccer team that made a pretty historic run for the program over the past decade that hadn't been to a state title game, I think, for 8 or 9 years or so. And we were talking off air about it was kind of a little bit of a surprise for not only us, but maybe for you guys that see Millis go all the way. What was that like for you to win a state title, not with the basketball team, but with the soccer team?
Yeah, Millis hasn't won a state title game in soccer since 2009, and it was awesome. I think it was like one of the best things I've ever done because I was really a part of it. Like, and it was really unexpected. Like, in the beginning of the year, we like set our goals, like, oh, let's get to the state title game, but like it actually happened, and we actually did it, and it was, like, amazing, and, like, I don't really get emotional, but, like, I was really, like, emotional at that game.
You don't get emotional?
No.
So, what's the deal with not getting emotional and getting emotional? Like, you've been a part of so many highs and lows with, yeah, you know, winning and then losing. Do you get emotional more with winning or losing, you think?
With winning.
With winning?
Losing, I do not get emotional.
You just kind of
I'm
up.
Done.
Yeah. Don't talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of winning, we want to see, obviously, Megan get to that point at the end of the year, Coach.
Absolutely.
And you've already kind of alluded to the fact that you want to get everyone in your program a part of state title team, whether it be playing the game, winning, losing, or not. I guess to kind of close things out here, how would what's it going to take for you guys to continue your success and get it back into a state semifinal or state title game this season?
So that's a heavy question. I think certainly the leadership from these two girls will be pivotal. They have the most experience of anyone on our team. You know, as you've mentioned, they've been through it all. So that'll be important. We have, we're not a big team in terms of numbers. We have 10 kids this year in varsity. Two of them are freshmen. So I think bringing along our freshmen and sophomores, who are our least experienced kids, making it through the TVL schedule, as you said, which is brutal, and getting better every game. And then, you know, we've talked about getting to 10 wins. It's very important because that now being in Division III, you know, we need to make sure we get 10 wins and hopefully earlier rather than later. But I think once we get to the tournament, if we can get to that point, I think, you know, anything is possible. This is a talented team. We lack size and maybe we lack numbers or depth, but we were fast. You know, we have some of the girls on the girls' soccer team, which is also a very fast team. So we play to our strengths, and I think if we can just kind of take it day by day, as Lydia said, and get better and better, I think, you know, we're going to be a tough team, a tough out for people in Division III Central.
Well, I hope a few months from now we'll be talking about how you guys were a tough out and maybe get a crack at another state title. I also want to thank you guys for coming in to Cass's Corner, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I also want to thank my producer, Kaylin Kelleher, for all of her work behind the scenes. You can also follow me on Twitter at TommyCastle44. You can follow our Metro West Sports Twitter account at Metro West Sports, and also on Instagram at Metro West Sports as well. You can subscribe to Cass's Corner podcast on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, while also checking in every Wednesday for a new Cass's Corner podcast. Thanks again for joining me here on Cass's Corner. Until next time, I'm Tommy Castle, and thanks for checking in.